This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the process, being part of the... Prod? What's a prod? I have no idea. Being part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and you know, we're going to be beating on the elections. All right? I mean, we're just, until you guys are sick of listening, we're going to beat the election. Until you guys get it through your head, unless you get off your butts and you get out there and you help, maybe your local congressman or what have you, whoever you have that you're pushing, that you're working with, that you believe to be the right person for the job, you've got to do something. Do not take for granted that we've got this. Because the minute you take for granted we've got this, we're dead. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. You know, somebody sent me this earlier. I thought it was quite interesting. And, yeah, so we're gonna get a little religious freaky on you, right? Because, you know, Halloween's coming up and all that fun stuff. What is Halloween?
31st.
Yeah, I got that part. Tuesday, Wednesday?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
So I'll take the candy without the costumes. I'm good. So what do you have? But I thought this was really cool. This person has put up a website. She says, welcome, Christian witches. For those of us who love Christ and the craft and are willing to give up either one of them. So, again, without getting all religious freaky on you, there's no place for any kind of witchcraft, black magic, white magic, purple magic, right? When it comes to witchcraft. So for those of you who think this is okay and you want to get involved in it, or you go, see, I told you we're allowed to do all kinds of stuff. No, you're not. I think that's the problem that people have with Christianity. There are guidelines. There are right and wrong guidelines. Right? So when it comes to this kind of thing, I always tell people, go to the Bible. Check it out for yourselves. Don't let somebody else tell you, oh, it's okay, because I found this one particular Bible that says A, B, and C. So, I won't hit them all, but I'll hit a couple of them, because some of you are buying into this. I saw this article hit on Facebook, and I saw some Christians buy in on it, and I thought it was quite interesting. How do you do that? How do you say that your power comes from God, your power comes from the Holy Spirit, your power comes from what Christ has done for you, yet you can conjure up, you know, the eye of Newton, tail of whatever, and put it in a big vat and bang, there you go. You know, like all those people that prayed against, or that witchcraft against Kavanaugh, right? And most of these people just, I know, a whole bunch of you witches out there are going to get mad at me now, right? And send your hexes my way, because I don't care. You're looking for the supernatural power. You're looking for a power that you have over somebody else. that you can take over somebody else. Well, God doesn't work that way. He doesn't allow that to happen. So when you look at this, when you know God doesn't even want you go into somebody else for input. If you look at, and you look it up, just Google, the Bible on witchcraft. The scripture says that Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord and he did not keep the word of the Lord. He even consulted a medium for guidance. Why would he even put that in there as a negative if it wasn't a bad thing, right? Seriously. Also in 2 Chronicles, he says, he sacrifices his children in the fire in the valley of the Ben-Hinnom, practicing divination and witchcraft. He sought omens, he consulted mediums and spiritualists. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord. How do you do that? How do you say, see, this is where the Bible tells you to test all spirits, test everything. Here you have a woman, male, woman, whatever. She's telling you, you can love Christ and be a witch. But the Bible tells you they can't be. You cannot seek after witchcraft. You can't seek after divination. You can't go looking for omens and seeking out mediums and spiritualists and think that that's okay in the eyes of God. Right? In Leviticus, he specifically says you don't turn to mediums or seek out spiritualists, for you'll be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. See, if God is your sufficiency, if it's about God, if you're to turn to God for all your needs, look, if you're to be looking to God for your needs and your life as a whole, guidance in your life, why would you go to a spiritualist? No, really? Why would you do that? See, and then some of these quote unquote potions that they put on you where you're trying to win over a man, for instance, right? You're going to put a love potion on him. And don't tell me there aren't any, because I'm going to go to the witch's website there and find them. So you're going to force a man to love you when the Bible says that you have your freedom of will. You can't overshadow somebody else's freedom of will. Right? I mean, can you need to pray for somebody to leave his wife and come to you? Right? Think about it. We're bringing in the New Testament for those of you who are scholars. In Galatians, it says the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Idolatry and witchcraft. Hatred, discord, jealousy. Fits of rage, selfish ambition. I mean, he goes on and on. These are not things that God approves of. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I had to hit that before we got moving on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged and involved and just being on it. I really do appreciate it. Before I get to the calls, because I know this is what it's about, you know, I'm watching what's going on across the country. And I have a lot of good friends that are Democrats. I mean, I know some of you guys go, oh, you can't say that. Well, yeah, you can. Okay, listen, my dad's a Democrat. Lifelong Democrat. Most of my family are lifelong Democrats. You want me to disavow them all? They're good people. And so, as a matter of fact, most of them, if they lived in the West Coast, they would be the equivalent to a California Republican. But, you know, seriously, we keep hearing about how people are leaving California, and we're hearing about businesses, and not just hearing. I've actually talked to, I've interviewed, I talked to people. I got a friend of mine that actually moves companies out of California because they can't survive here. And then we all hear about how bad the Republicans are, so now we're looking at the middle class that are disappearing in California as the wealth gap grows. California made major news this month, reclaiming a valuable economic marker and surpassing Britain as the fifth largest economy in the world. Now, its growth after recessions has accelerated under President Trump, who is getting blamed for the homelessness, which I love, and even turned a modest surplus. However, the Golden State remains one of the most unequal in the nation. It has both billions of dollars in Silicon Valley and rampant homelessness. It's effortless to eliminate. Now, they want to eliminate homelessness by regulating housing costs. That'll work, because it's worked in so many other places. I mean, these guys just can't put it all together. With the middle class leaving in droves, California society represents a modern feudal system. It has robber barons and the poor. Gross domestic product in California is now above $2.7 trillion, which represents just under 14% of the entire United States economy. The top line numbers are a bit misleading, as the state represents a similar 12% of the nation's population. California had the fifth largest economy in the world before the recession, falling seven spots by 2012. Now, the thing I even find even more interesting about this is that we only make up 16% of the nation's, citizens, if you would. But we account for almost 31% of the nation's welfare. Now, we could say we're an economic giant, but I guess we're not very good at it. After factoring the cost of living, California is the poorest state in the union. An average of 14% of Americans live below the poverty line. Compare that with the 19% of Californians who live below the poverty line, and the situation is clear. The census measures factor in housing cost and well-being with programs like food stamps and so on, and more people are off food stamps today. Well, in other parts of the country, not here. California renters pay an average of $1,440 a month, much higher than the nation's average of $1,000 per month. See, but these things don't mean much to me. Because this goes to the whole electoral college argument we'll have later on. But when you talk about renting in Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, as opposed to being in some small town in Florida or Oklahoma or what have you, how do you average this out ultimately? I don't think you can, at least not properly. Dave from San Francisco wants to talk about the election. David, haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, it's funny you mentioning California's economy. I think we are back up to the fifth largest in the world, but it is pretty insane out here for cost of living. I work down in the financial district, and that's, the area where the lunches are the most expensive. Parking was $17 an hour years ago. I think it's $34 a day to park near the convention center.
Sure.
And about 2-3 months ago, a hamburger I got for $12
Whoa.
Is now up to $17. So there is a real disparity, and it's an insane disparity. It's interesting. We've got a Proposition 10, and I think you were alluding to it. And as far as I'm concerned, it's definitely a good idea to vote for Proposition 10 in California. because what it does is it gives the cities the right to have tenants' rights. So just the other day I was helping in a protest.
Wait a minute. Tenants have rights now. Don't do that. It's not like they don't have rights. And now what you're saying is that so the building that I worked hard to buy, the building that I worked with my family, with my flesh and bones to buy, you're going to tell me what I can charge people to live in. That's what you're saying.
No. Every city has the right. Or it did have the right until there was a law that the crooked legislature ran through a couple of years ago. It said that it used to be that every city was able to create tenants' rights, but most cities in California did not bother. And this crooked law just a couple of years ago said that there was no ability for a city to create tenants' rights. The Proposition 10 takes it back and says, yes, there is a right.
Dave, wait a minute. I need to ask you a question, though, because you're a pretty decent guy here. So when you say tenants' rights, I don't equate that with dollars. What I equate that with is I'm paying my rent. I have a right to make sure my plumbing works, that my, you know, getting water to my apartment, you know what I'm saying, that my electricity works properly. To me, that's tenants' rights. The repair and maintenance of my property is up to the landlord. He needs to do it the right way.
Yeah, I've forgotten the expression, but it's about habitability, that
right.
The landlord has to provide the code. They have to be up to code, habitability. And,
what's that got to do with what he can charge me to live there, though?
Well, you're a Christian. You should realize that. And I've raised the issue of Jubilee to you before. And
right.
There's an old economist from 100 years ago named Veblaine who wrote about that the real estate speculators are a danger because they've actually made it so that people can't afford to rent a house and the house will stand empty for years. I hear the music.
We got to go for a break. Just hold on. We'll grab you on the side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. I'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
High alert. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted. One shows up at actor Robert De Niro's Tribeca production house in Manhattan. He's a huge critic of President Trump. Two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden. A total of 10 pipe bombs so far. Here's White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president is certainly not responsible for sending suspicious packages to someone no more than Bernie Sanders was responsible for a supporter of his shooting up a Republican baseball field practice last year.
This department is responding to the suspicious packages.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions in Washington, D.C. addressing this issue.
We condemn the actions that led to these activities in the strongest possible terms and are determined to make sure that we get to the bottom of it and justice is done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only store.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Buy my coffee mug. Seriously, you buy the mug, makes a great gift. Or if you want to use it yourself, I'm telling you, the coffee tastes better in it. If you don't find that to be true, there is no guarantee, so you still get to keep the coffee mug, and what can I tell you? Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with us. Give me your email address. I only send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on and products that we're hawking. You don't have to buy them. I'd like it if you would, but you don't have to. I don't penalize you. I don't come to your house. There's a whole bunch of stuff going up on there. But let's bring Dave back from San Francisco. We were talking to Dave about, well, actually, I was talking about rent control, which is Proposition 10 here in California, and David wants to talk a bit about Jubilee. David, you're back on.
Yeah, well, what it's about, and as you may know, San Francisco specifically, and California and Colorado, a number of different states have had boom and bust cycles for years, hundreds of years, actually. Colorado has lived through those mining ups and downs, ghost towns everywhere and whatnot. A lot of the West has gone through ghost town boom and bust cycles. And a lot of it has to do with speculators rushing in. They jack up the prices, and at a final point, just before the crash, nobody can afford to do anything. And that's what's going on right now, and that's the need to have a Proposition 10. It stabilizes prices so that we don't have these dangerous crashes. And, you know, people, I see these.
So, wait a minute. So, David, you're suggesting the crashes come from jacking up what it costs to live somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. I've lived here in San Francisco now for, 28 years. And when I moved here, it was easy to find a house out near the ocean, a lot of people didn't really want to live down by the ocean because it gets pretty foggy out there. A lot of times it's foggy 30% of the year, and you're living cold and miserable. You know, you think you're going to be out at the sunny beach, but you're really cold and miserable about a third of the time. And it was easy to find a house to rent out there, and sometimes for pretty darn reasonable. But after a point, when these real estate speculators started moving in on San Francisco specifically, they started the price of a house, say like, you know, in the famous 1960s, the price of a house was about $32,000, which was considered high for the rest of the nation. Now it's like $1.25 million.
But what's the salary? But what are the salaries? Don't make it sound like salaries are still like they were back in the 30s. I mean, you got people up there like in Silicon Valley. Even the technicians are making nine times what I was making when I was in the business.
Oh, I agree.
Okay?
But not everybody can afford to live out here. And, the biggest thing about homelessness is that you can't, most homeless people can't afford to go to some other town. They end up living homeless in
Why can't they afford? Listen, according to Gavin Newsom, the guy that they all love up there, okay, homelessness is Trump's fault because the economy's doing well. Therefore, these apartment owners are jacking up the rents. Because why? Because Silicon Valley is hiring people who can afford those kind of rents, and that's why people buy property. They buy, the average mom and pop buys a property, an apartment building, or what have you, so they've got a little bit of retirement nest egg and that kind of stuff. So the person who decides that they can't live there anymore, do they really have to be homeless, or maybe they have to drive further? They can live outside the city.
Oh, well, you've got people who do the service work, bus drivers. I talk to a lot of bus drivers. They live out, they drive 100 miles a day to get to work. So they drive basically 5-6 hours every day before they drive their 10-hour shift. So they're driving 16 hours a day just to keep a job driving a bus. And it's insane, you know, because it puts all the passengers at risk, much less them. Nurses, but teachers, people.
David, it kind of sounds like you're making all kinds of excuses as to why we're supposed to make it easier for people to work and live somewhere. But we've all been through this, and it creates great character. And there's a lot of people that are doing this that are fine with their jobs.
That's not Jesus saying that. Jesus
really?
Doesn't talk about
Tell me what Jesus says about character. Tell me what Jesus says about working and not working. And I love you guys because here's the deal. Jesus always, this is what I love. Jesus told us the sick and the poor would be with us forever. Are you more powerful and smarter than Jesus?
Well, I think disease is going to be here forever, but have you ever...
But he didn't say disease. He said you would always have the sick and the poor among you. Always.
That's because
are you saying you can cure
on
that?
The earth.
What's that?
Because disease exists on the earth. I mean, you're talking about a couple of thousand years before Louis Pasteur discovered...
Wait a minute. So Jesus didn't know about Louis Pasteur? Come on, David. Listen to your argument. He said...
Are you telling me that when the Bible was written, they knew about germs?
I'm telling you that... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this is classic. Because you believe the Bible was written by men and God had nothing to do with it, right? I mean, throw Jesus in my face. Wait a minute. You throw Jesus in my face. The Son of God. Wait a minute.
Take away shall be added to the. They're taken out of the Book of Life.
Wait a minute. I love this. So you throw Jesus in my face, right? And you're throwing the Son of God, God in flesh, who created the universe, and your only mindset here is that he didn't know about Louis Pasteur? Are you serious?
What Jesus knew and what got translated and what got written in and what made it through for after 2,000 years. Have you ever read the book, Who Tampered with the Bible?
I read the Bible for the Bible. That's what I read.
Have you ever read the book, Who
Of course
tampered
not. I read the Bible for the Bible because I don't want another man telling me what God said
people,
he wanted us to do.
Have people added to and taken out of the text?
Have they? I don't know. Have they? Did you see it?
What's the word Apocrypha?
So the Apocrypha, for those of you who don't know, it's the Catholic version of the Bible. It has more books in it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, the Apocrypha is the list of books which are not included in King James.
Right. But those Bibles, those books are included in the Catholic Bible, are they not?
Yes or not necessarily. I mean, you can. It depends on. That's why the whole issue. I mean, the whole end of Mark. There's so much that has been added in hundreds of years later, and that's why the problem of, you know, holding snakes to your body and thinking that they're not going to bite you. That's complete fraud.
No, what you see. So what you're doing, David. So what you're doing now is you're playing that human secular game against the Bible. You know, when you actually study the Bible and you don't study other books, you study the Bible itself to find out. You want to play the snake game? I can too. If you pick one up and it bites you, that means that if you do it by accident, there are fringes on the right and the left who think you can pick these things up and sleep with them and you'll be fine. It's not what the Bible says. It's not what it means at all.
That's fallen for a passage in the Bible that was not there originally. I mean, if you go to the, I started trying to read the Dead Sea Scrolls. I tried to learn about Jesus's life with the Essenes. I tried to, you know, study Aramaic and ancient Greek. People that fall for, you know, what is written in there right now. This gets into the whole thing about
David,
the Sadducees,
David,
and the Pharisees,
you don't,
the spoken
like
word
you,
and the written word.
But like you, you don't know who you're talking to either. I spent years studying Latin, Greek, Hebrew, Chaldee, okay? I studied the difference between the Latin Vulgate and the different Bibles. So I'm there, too, with you. I know some of the passages that weren't there and weren't there, some things that were written in and weren't. But guys like you like to take it and blow it totally out of proportion because a bunch of white guys wrote the Bible, and you're going to go read these ancillary books that are going to tell you where it's wrong. That's wrong.
Right. King James was an evil troublemaker, and he basically twisted and contorted the Bible to the monarchies.
Listen,
they wanted to have.
I gave you a whole segment, and we went from rent control to the Bible, David.
Vote yes on Prop 10 in California.
Make sure you vote no, and vote no several times on Prop 10. Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You're with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, producer Tammy shaking her head no. I actually love calls like that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. When we come back, I promise I'll switch topics on you. And I don't know. We'll do a smorgasbord one. I'll just pick anything that comes to the top of my head. We'll be back in a minute.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I mean truly being part of the conversation, not just sitting there and giggling and whatever, because there's a lot to giggle about, let me tell you what. But I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved, engaged. Head up to the website, because I want your email address. If I get your email address, it, you know, I can send you messages from time to time. I send out emails once a week. I'll let you know who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about. I mean, that's not bad, right? But, I mean, there is so much. I mean, and again, you look at the timing of everything that's happening. There's no way this is chance. Don't buy that for a second. About the caravan, about the bombings, none of that stuff. It just smells too bad. Another Democrat leaves the pack. Sheriff Van Duncan leaves the Democratic Party, citing, you ready for this one? Their anti-law enforcement stance. He gets it. He sees it. Asheville, citing a left leftward shift and anti-law enforcement stance. He finds troubling, it making him nuts to think that his party's gone to that level. Buncombe County Sheriff Van Duncan says he's officially left the Democratic Party. Now, he's going to re-register as an unaffiliated. Here in California, it's called a declined state. Duncan is 54. He's been sheriff for 12 years. He's retiring at the end of November. He said that, you know, part of his decision is not to run again came down to the party he's been a member of. See, if he doesn't run as a Democrat, they won't support him. But he doesn't believe that they actually support him to begin with anyhow. I'd run as an independent. If they love him and they like him, they'll reelect him. He said, if I had to get down to the crux of the issues, it's just an anti-law enforcement sentiment in the Democratic Party right now. For somebody who works in the profession, I think a lot of it is based on false narrative. Where have we heard that before? He said, not that there's not things that are going on that are wrong that need to be cleaned up and fixed. You know, there's a lot of things in law enforcement that need to be corrected. He said, but it's almost like everybody gets painted with the same brush, even though they're trying to do their best. He's right. I love all this stuff where they're trying to blame President Trump for these bombs that were sent out. I think you're going to find out it wasn't a Republican that did it or a conservative. Right, but here they are. When they speak against police, when they start talking about police being, you know, just terrible and bad and corrupt, they're talking about all police. Do they not see that? I mean, they're supposed to be the smartest people in the room. Do they not see that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and Duncan says, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be part of that party. I don't want to get involved or engaged anymore. The candidates, let me see, the new candidates running are Democrat Quentin Miller, Republican Shad Higgins, and a Libertarian, Tracy D. Brule. Duncan, who said that he registered as a Democrat when he became old enough to vote, said he will not make endorsements on any candidate as he does not want to preload the transition with potential conflict. You know, when you see that a lifelong Democrat has left the party, don't you think you should stop and say why? I'm not saying you should all leave because of that. But at some point, you really have to reach deep in your mind and go, okay, what's going on here? What's happening? So I usually don't promote these kind of things, but this guy, he's not a friend, but I know who he is. I know him. I know his wife. I know the friends that hang out around him. And some of you guys may remember producer Butch Hartman. He actually has done the show in the past. And he was Fairly Odd Parents was his thing that claimed to fame, what he became famous for. And the show was originally called Fairly God Parents. But Nickelodeon didn't like it, thought it was not inclusive enough. This shows you how long it goes. Now, Butch had worked for Nickelodeon for about 20 years. He felt it harder and harder and harder to get his message out there, get his message across. You know, this stuff about being morally fit, morally sound, morally good, didn't fly in cartoons as far as Nick was concerned. They're more into making sure that there's as many pedophiles as humanly possible that they've hired. Really think about it. If you go back and look at the stories we've done over the last few years, we've had a lot of pedophiles that we've talked to, heard about, that have come out of Nickelodeon. So Hartman has decided to leave Nickelodeon. I don't blame him. And he did a video called Why I Left Nick. Now, the video is like 14 minutes long. And if you guys know anything about these videos on YouTube or what have you, they don't get millions of views when they're that long. We Americans now can only handle 3 to 5 minutes max, and five, not so much. So the longtime Nickelodeon showrunner and father of two girls sprinkled in scripture references as he broke the news of his departure from the number one kids TV network. He said, if you're thinking you want to get into this industry, it's awesome, he said to his young viewers, but it's difficult. He says, you really have to step up when you're given that chance. There's another scripture in the Bible that says, to whom much is given, much is required. He said, when you're given a lot, it's going to require you to do a lot. Hartman now has several new projects in the works in addition to his growing YouTube audience. He's set to produce several shows as a core leader of the new Pocket Watch platform. He's been experimenting with mobile app development, but he wants to create a network that is family and kid friendly. Where do you think that'll go? See, I applaud him for this. I think this is wonderful, I got to tell you. My problem with this is the problem I have all the time with conservatives slash religious people, if you want to put it that way. And for me with that is, we don't step up. We say, yeah, that's what we want, but we don't step up. And I'll tell you what, when years and years and years ago, when I was helping out with the youth at the church, there was a group in the town that I lived in that would go to churches and they would teach about abstinence. And not just abstinence, but also about prayer and abstinence and how to get closer to God and for young people. They did it in that kind of thing. But the abstinence part was the one that a lot of Christian parents didn't want their kids to go to. And it wasn't because they thought it was bad to abstain. They just didn't want to have to deal with the conversation afterward. That's right. Parents don't want to talk to their kids about sex. Christian parents especially don't want to talk to their kids about sex. What is that all about? Can somebody explain that to me? Because that, like, blows my mind. I mean, we talk to our kids about some really crazy stuff. Right? And it never stops. Those conversations never stop. But I'm not amazed by the response that I see people get or that I see happen, Christians, when these kind of things are being talked about or want to be discussed in church. In church! 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, we've been talking about how Facebook has been deleting pages. Right? How bad. And how many of the conservatives have lost their pages, lost their followers, and trying to get all that back again. Well, like I said to you, it doesn't get any better than this. And I don't know how Facebook keeps doing this and getting away with it. Yeah, they're already screwing with us tonight, so it doesn't really much matter at this point. But they took down a law enforcement page. Well, how do you take down a law enforcement page? The most egregious example of what Facebook's censoring came from Kathy Hageman and her brother-in-law, a police sergeant in California. Kathy tells Todd Starnes that Facebook shut down their private Facebook group for police officers. She called the social media behemoth's decision an appalling display of bias towards a police officer. The private Facebook group was created several years ago so law enforcement officers could interact with each other. The group had only 150 members. So what's the problem? What are they afraid of? Only two reasons it was shut down. She said my page picture of the flag with a blue line in it, or that it was because it was for cops only. Whatever it was, I'm done with this blankety blank blank. These guys hate cops. And they hate justice. We're done with them. I expect them to take this down quick, but just wanted to put it out there. There's no doubt that Facebook wants to shut down communication between conservatives and people of faith. The evidence is overwhelming. I mean, think about it. You look at what Louis Farrakhan put out on Twitter a while back, and nothing. Not even a slap on the wrist. Not a 7 days, not a day, not 24 hours, not 12 hours. What do you call them? Be called Jews or termites or something like that? Parasites or something? Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine? Right, what if I call the Obamas parasites or termites? How fast did they take that down? I even wrote a piece around it. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. And it's time to fight, people. Keep fighting. Do not let them win. We'll be back tomorrow.